Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody, another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I should change it to Oh My God, I'm Getting Colder and So Is My Mom. Today was one of those days. But it is warming up. It turned out to be a beautiful day. May not be as warm as we're accustomed to, but it was great. So I hope you had a wonderful day. If you're tuning in on 95.9, you're in the Palm Beaches. If you're 106.9, you're on the Treasure Coast. Regardless of where you are, we couldn't be happier that you decided to spend a little bit of your Monday evening with us. So let me ask you a question. Are you one of those seniors who quit their jobs over the last 2 years because of COVID? Are you a long-term retiree who's tired of being home and needs something? Anything to do to keep busy? Do you have skills gained over decades of experience and education that are going unused? If you do, tonight's show is for you. As Rosemary Nixon is here from Encore PBC, Palm Beach County, Encore Palm Beach County. We're going to talk to Rosemary about a new way to look at volunteering. No, we're not going to focus on wheeling a wheelchair at a hospital. We're not going to do that. We may mention it once or twice, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about making a difference both for you and for others. More on Rosemary in a little bit. But first, look, you just have to look around. You have to open your eyes. If you're not vaccinated, go get vaccinated, please. I know that there's differences of opinion. I get that. But we love you. We don't want you to die of this terrible disease. There is no reason for you to do that. Vaccines will prevent that from happening. Please go get vaccinated. The other thing I want to tell you is pay attention. I keep repeating this for the next few weeks. The legislative session in the state of Florida is in session. All right. We only meet 60 days a year. It's really, really important. I also encourage you to pay close attention and separate what you read from reality. You keep hearing about bills that are being presented to the legislature. Let me fill you in. There are 3,000 bills presented to the legislature in one form or another. That doesn't mean they get from the Senate to the House or from the House to the Senate. Doesn't mean they get out of committee. It doesn't mean that they're real and that they're going to impact your life. Separate reality from fiction, please. Pay attention. There will be, you know, somewhere in the area of 100, 150 bills that will get through, and they will be signed. Those are the ones you should be paying attention to. The other thing is, I'm a firm believer in voting rights. I think you all have a right to vote. I think you have an obligation to vote. If you agree, please reach out to your legislators, all right, and support voting rights. But now to my guest. Okay, let me tell you a little bit more about Rosemary Nixon. As an innovator, Rosemary believes in our ability to create whatever we want in our lives, but sometimes people need help doing that. She coaches people in creating a retirement plan that includes creating new careers, maintaining health and wellness, leisure and social choices, personal development, relationships, and where to retire. She brings 50 years of experience in city planning as executive director of the Retired Senior Volunteer Program at Greater Hartford. She was the executive director of the YWCA for the Hartford region. As a commercial banker and adjunct at the University of Hartford Graduate School of Business and as a financial advisor for Ameriprise in Boca Raton, Florida. She's been successful in creating 5 careers for herself and has retired twice to create new ventures. She has an undergraduate and graduate degree from Northeastern University in political science and public administration, as well as an MBA in finance and organizational development from the University of Hartford. She's a certified retirement coach with Retirement Options, the leader in retirement assessment, life planning and training for the practice of non-financial preparation for retirement. Retirement Options is a subsidiary of Career Partners International, a global career management consultant. But more importantly, the reason she's here, she's the founder of a nonprofit called Encore of Palm Beach County, EncorePBC.org. The purpose of Encore is to connect over 50 adults to new work, paid and volunteer. So welcome back to the show, Rosemary. It's a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
So for those who don't know, Rosemary was here about 3 or 4 months ago. We had such a good time, I asked her to come back. And we're going to talk about an entirely different subject than we talked about last time. But, Rosemary, I don't know where to start, because as we talked about this, you and I spent an hour on the phone talking about this, and we know we're going to run out of time tonight. So why don't we start with why don't people volunteer as much as they should? And is that actually true?
Well, it actually is true that people don't volunteer as much as they should or could. There are a number of reasons for that. A lot of people, particularly those people who are new here to Palm Beach County, don't really know how to connect with the resources that could help them find the right volunteer activity for themselves. And when they do connect with something, it may not be a good match with their skills, experience, education, and so forth. You know, you said that, you know, you have volunteered most of your life, and you've never really done it as a volunteer pushing a wheelchair in a hospital. I'm sure it was probably on boards and committees and so forth, which has been my life experience. I've been a volunteer since I was 16. And, well, I've been around a while.
As we both have been.
But what inspired me to create Encore Palm Beach County after I retired from Ameriprise, when I was working with people planning for retirement, I could see most people didn't have very much of an idea of what they were going to do with themselves. Oh, play some golf, fish, you know. But when I asked them, what are you going to do after the first year of fishing? They really had no picture of what retirement could be. And so when I retired, that's why I became a certified retirement coach, to continue to help people create that vision for themselves in their retirement. But what really inspired me was a book I read called Encore by Mark Friedman, who is a major innovator in the field of aging, retirement, and work, and a long background as a civic activist and volunteer. But as much as I thought I knew about retirement, his book opened my eyes to several things. One was that statistic that 10,000 people will turn 65 every day in this country, and will for some time. Of course, everybody's going to become 65 at some point, but this is the baby boomer generation.
Baby boomers, 10,000 days, it's about 20 years long.
Right, about 20 years long. The other thing is that he said this was the baby boomer generation is the largest, most well-educated, probably more affluent than previous generations, and they have the gift of longevity. A person retiring at 65 could live another 30 years in retirement, 20 on average. And he asked the question, what are you going to do with those years? And that's what inspired me to create Encore Palm Beach County. Our county's population is almost 50% over 50 now. And, of course, I don't have to tell you that there are hordes of people retiring here, coming here, young and older,
right.
A lot of young people who will age here at some point. And I thought, we have this enormous reservoir of skill, talent, experience that could help solve our social problems.
Right.
Because of the talent, the level of talent, there are minds that could be put to work in solving problems. Yes, I've met people who are happy to work in the nursery with the neonatal unit, and there are people who are happy to man the desk at the hospital and so forth. But a lot of the people I've been meeting over the last 5 years since I created this nonprofit, they are frustrated. The ones who are really looking for something to do that's meaningful, purposeful, and make a difference.
You know, it's interesting, and because we've talked about this, some of this I feel is repetitive, but the audience hasn't heard this. So, you know, you're really singing to the choir here, because I retired the first time at 58, and my goal was to play golf, and I played golf 5 days a week, and then I realized that every morning was the same conversation. We talked about our crazy parents or our crazy kids. We talked about the stock market. We talked about politics or the lousy state of our golf game. So because, and I know we're going to talk about this, because I had always volunteered, I had a passion for children, which given the space I'm in now seems like an incongruity, but I had a passion for children, and so I wanted to volunteer doing something for children. And I did end up, just as you said, I ended up on the board for an organization called the Center for Family Services. But it took me a long time to find that. It took me a long time to figure out how I could contribute, if at all. Frankly, it took me a long time to figure out where I could use my skill set and did anybody want it. And it was a bit discouraging, I have to admit. So how do we overcome that, or how do we help people find areas that they might have more interest in?
Well, when we started Encore, initially our focus was on connecting people to volunteer, the volunteer positions that are needed by our local nonprofits. And there was no one central place. In other words, you can't just go on Google, volunteer Palm Beach County.
Right.
And be connected to a central place.
Right.
But even if you were able to do that, Scott, matching people to the right volunteer opportunity is a skill. It's like helping people find the job that's right for them. You have to understand what that person needs and wants and their background. And then you have to find the right position in a nonprofit for them. And I've had my wins and my losses in that area. But what we initially did was we say, okay, let's begin. You could begin someplace. Let's begin by creating a volunteer job board. I'm active in several chambers and other organizations like Nonprofits First. I've been around a long time, so I know a lot of organizations. And I just started soliciting the nonprofits to get information where they needed volunteers and set up a job board on our website. And if you go on our website, you'll see listings of various opportunities. And then we have links to other job boards. For instance, Nonprofits First has a volunteer job board. Volunteer Match is a national program. Even Palm Beach County has a volunteer job board, Generation to a number of them. So when I meet somebody who says, I'm looking for something that will really engage me, I first ask them to explore the offerings that we already have, and oftentimes I find out that there isn't the right fit for them. So then I have to put on my thinking cap and who out there could use this person. And oftentimes I'm bringing somebody to the attention of a nonprofit that they didn't even know they needed.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I think of it in terms of we really have to, as we get older, particularly those of us who retire and come to Florida, and we're going to talk more about the Florida situation because it's mind-numbing to me. You really have to assess, just as you did in looking for jobs, as you said, you have to assess what is interesting to you, how much time are you really willing to devote to it, what skills do you want to use and what skills aren't you? And you have to be realistic, I think. You know, when I when I wanted to get involved with children, somebody said I should get involved in the Guardian Ad Litem program. And it's a program where I love the Guardian Ad Litem program. It is. But at the time constraint or the time requirement for me to do that, I knew that I would never be able to do that. I wouldn't live up to it. So as much as it seemed like it was a good fit for me, the reality is I would have ended up disappointing everybody, myself included. So am I right in saying we have to take a fairly deep dive and self-assess our tolerance? Is that correct?
Well, actually, you know, I am a retirement coach. And when I work with people, we're exploring many areas of potential interests in retirement, volunteerism being only one.
Right.
And when a life coach, a retirement coach, and like a financial coach, you have to really do a lot of homework to find out who that person is and what their background experience has been. A lot of times people, well, let's just say you are living in a community and you express the idea that you'd like to be a volunteer. Well, maybe your neighbor is doing something. A lot of what happens is they say, well, come along and do what I do. Well, that may or may not be the right thing for you. And so you try it, not the right thing. Now what? And so it's very hard to find out what's out there. And, of course, we're a small nonprofit, so we're limited in our ability to communicate with the millions of people who live in Palm Beach County.
Right.
But we have made a lot of headway through our connections and activities and expanding email lists, and we're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and all those nice ways of connecting with people. But still, it's not easy to reach people. And as I said to you earlier, I have probably spoken at a dozen, over 55 communities at the invitation of social directors to come in and talk about Encore Palm Beach County. And I get an invitation to talk, everybody loves it, and that's it. It's over. I have no, unless somebody connects with me at that moment that I, after I speak, they're not encouraged by their communities to explore volunteer opportunities outside the community. There are needs within the community, and of course there are so many activities and golf and pleasure and times around the pool and so forth. But we really don't have an army of people out there helping us to reach people with this message.
So we really have a huge gap in our ability to connect need and desire and want. So the nonprofit community, correct me if I'm wrong, struggles with getting the message out about the needs that they have. And it doesn't all have to be nonprofit. You can volunteer in a profitable company, but and we always assume it's nonprofits. I can't remember the last ad I saw asking for a volunteer for the Cancer Society or for the Heart Association or for the Jewish Community Center or Alpha Jewish, which I'm close to, Catholic Charities, churches. It's almost as if, there are two ships passing in the night. You have people who have interest and have need and have desire, and then you have people who have need, and they travel down these parallel but disconnected highways. And they never connect. Is that true?
Well, there are some major organizations like the Cancer Society and some others that have followings in communities, and they're able to develop volunteers. And, of course, there are churches that really draw upon their membership for volunteers, but mostly for their own
needs. Right.
Own needs.
Right.
Believe me, I've been in touch with every church in Palm Beach County to let them know about Encore and to encourage them to share that information in case they have members of their church who may be interested in something other than the church, and not a lot of receptivity right. to that. That's been my experience. And, of course, apart from the fact of not having the ability to communicate to everybody out there, there are a lot of nonprofits that really do not have the professional volunteer coordinators
that really can
place people in the right spot from them, what we call onboarding a volunteer rather than just tossing them into something and letting them swim.
So if you're just tuning in, this, of course, is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. It's Monday night, which is why you're listening to me, because we're here every Monday from 6 to 7 on True Oldies, 95.9, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. Tonight, I'm excited to be here with Rosemary Nixon, who is the founder of Encore PBC, Encore Palm Beach County. It's an organization that helps seniors, retirees, find either meaningful employment or volunteer opportunities. Tonight we're talking about volunteering, and we're going to continue to talk about it as the show continues to unfold. If you have questions for my guest or for me, you can reach us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
Hi, I'm Laura Oliveris, the president of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused home services company. Unfortunately, COVID-19 continues to be a reality for too many of us. But thankfully, every day, more and more of our older adults are getting protected by the vaccine. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on protecting older adults as well, from safety improvements to downsizing to emptying the home after the loss of your loved one. Silver Solutions is here to help you move forward with ease and confidence. To find out more, call us today at 877-AGE-SAFE. That's 877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our team is bonded, insured, and follows rigorous CDC guidelines, including the full use of PPE. Life can bring the unexpected, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on us, Silver Solutions.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Thrilled that you decided to spend a little bit of your Monday with us. I'm here tonight with Rosemary Nixon. She is the founder of a nonprofit fully staffed by volunteers, I might add. Encore PBC, EncorePalmBeachCounty.org, EncorePBC.org. We're going to give you more contact information in a little while. We're talking about trying to connect us as we age with volunteer opportunities, and that's a bit of a challenge, as we've been talking about both on air and off. There are real benefits to volunteering, which I don't think people fully appreciate. Am I right about that?
Absolutely, Scott. There's been a number of studies done, and I've referenced the Stanford Center on Longevity, that has done extensive studies. You can go on their website, and there's a whole raft of studies that they've done that have demonstrated the health benefits of volunteerism. Beyond bringing people out of isolation, the actual mental engagement in an activity that has meaning, purpose for a person stimulates the brain and has been demonstrated to halt the incidence of Alzheimer's. I mean, these are scientific studies. This isn't just me talking. But the engagement with other people. Now, it's been difficult during the pandemic because a lot of people have been reluctant to volunteer in person. And, of course, a lot of nonprofits have been frustrated in their ability to have volunteers come to them. But that when people connect with other people, it stimulates their whole body. That even I do a lot of Zoom meetings with people, not in person, and just connecting with them mentally it stimulates me. It keeps me young.
There's no question. I do a lot of public speaking myself, and one of the presentation actually I'm doing before the Leadership Business Council soon, and then about a month later or 6 weeks later doing it at FAU, Lifelong Learning, one of the things I point to, it's one of the first things on my list, is how important volunteering is. I always ask the audience who here volunteers, and the things that I tell them in that environment is that when you volunteer, it gives you purpose, it gives you meaning, gives you a place to get up and go to, even if it's to your living room to get on a Zoom meeting, gives you a place to go. More importantly, is it also tells people on the other end, they're expecting you. If you don't show up, they come looking for you. So that's like another fail-safe, right? That's like a wellness check without being a wellness check because you're coming up there. There's so much benefit to getting engaged, not the least of which is how it makes you feel.
And particularly in with regard to the fact that in our society, we have a lot of single people aging alone. You know, not everybody has a husband or a wife that they can natter to, right, and complain to and go to dinner with.
Oh, you met my wife, I see.
Go to dinner with. And the health problems that result from isolation are also very well documented. So that I think for solo agers, and there's a lot more that's being spoken about with regard to solo aging, it's very important to really work at creating those connections. It's very easy to become disconnected, and then it's hard to get reconnected in life again.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. So I didn't think about doing this until about 5 minutes ago, and I may regret saying this, but so I'm going to offer something for you and the people that you work with. Okay, I will give a 1 minute spot every one of my shows to any organization that you vet. All right, who's looking for volunteer help? They can do a commercial. We can rotate it. We can, you know, I won't be the same person all the time, but if you have organizations that'll do that, I'll help them get a commercial taped. I'll read it for them if they want. I'll do whatever it is that you want me to do. But I think this is important enough for the people. And audience, if you're listening, this is how important I think this is for you. This is as important, other than going back to work, if that's what you want to do, because that's meaningful in a lot of ways. But if Rosemary, you have organizations or you know people who have volunteer opportunities and through Encore PBC they want to do that, I will give them a minute on every show to tell the story and give a phone number out or a website, and maybe they'll get some volunteers. I'd love to do that, so I'm happy to do that.
That's great, Scott. Yeah. And we appreciate it because, as I said earlier, the biggest challenge is getting the word out there. And, of course, the pandemic has not made it any easier for us to do that. But things are looking up, and people will be venturing out. And I wanted to mention one more thing with regard to volunteerism. Simply the exposure to other people can lead to opportunities. And I'll give you an example. I had a person who was on our board, and I got a call from, which I happened to get a lot of calls from organizations and businesses looking for employees. And this person described what they were looking for, and I said, oh, I think I know the person. My volunteer board member was out of work, had lost her job, and she was the perfect fit.
That's great.
And I lost her as a board member. Well, she gained a job, which is probably more important.
That's terrific.
Really. And the satisfaction. So, you know, I wouldn't suggest everybody run out and become volunteers. It'll help you get a job. But that is one of the benefits
that people don't realize is you meet people.
Yeah, and you never know where meeting people will lead to.
Yeah, absolutely. This, of course, is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Rosemary Nixon. Rosemary Nixon is the founder of a wonderful organization that I was introduced to by somebody near and dear to me. Karen, if you're listening, thank you. But anyway, Encore helps people find jobs or helps people find volunteer opportunities. Tonight we're talking about volunteer opportunities. If you have questions for Rosemary or for myself, you can call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody, here tonight with Rosemary Nixon, the founder of Encore PBC. EncorePBC.org for more information. But they're an organization that helps retirees, seniors, people over the age of 50 find gainful employment or volunteer opportunities. And Rosemary is, well, I read her bio early on. She's got more experience than most of us could ever have. But this has become a new passion for her, and she founded the organization about 5 years ago, I think. And we're here talking about volunteerism. I know that you have some ideas that you would like to throw out there. Yeah, go for it.
Well, Scott and I were talking about the unrealized gold mine of people who live in our assisted living and independent living facilities here in Palm Beach County. I mean, there are hundreds of facilities, and there must be thousands of people. And so one day I said, well, why don't we try, and this was during the pandemic where people were unwilling to go out to volunteer in person, which maybe some of them had been doing. I said, well, why don't we bring the work to them where they live? And there are nonprofits that have big projects that need a lot of willing hands to put together kits for the homeless, put labels in books. We just had a group wrap hundreds and hundreds of Christmas gifts for distribution to children through a nonprofit. And so one of the things I've done is to ask various nonprofits that I know about to bring their projects to these communities. We have a very active group at Abbey Del Rey. The people love it. It's like the old quilting bee. You know, people sit around, they have a feeling that they've made a contribution, but they've had a good time doing it. And that's a challenge, to find nonprofits that are willing to bring it. But we have found across ministries, literacy coalition, others like that have done that.
You know, it's really interesting because I think most people think, when they think about independent assisted living or even skilled nursing, that people who go in there are volunteering to help those people. And not, a lot of people don't think about those people being willing to volunteer to help others. And you're absolutely right. I have no doubt that most communities would love the opportunity to engage their residents in some meaningful activity that helps other people. It's a brilliant idea.
And when the pandemic is over, all these communities have a bus or some kind of transportation vehicle, so that at some point these volunteers could go and work on a project on site also. So it's an untapped resource, I think, that people aren't really looking at. And we have found it to be very rewarding.
So tell everybody about how do people reach you at Encore PBC? And tell us a little bit more about the work that you do besides just the volunteerism we're talking about tonight.
Well, of course, they can reach us by going on our website, which is EncorePBC.org, or sending an email to me. Everything comes to me at EncorePBC@gmail.com. But, Scott, you and I have talked about the challenge of letting people know what's needed. And we've come up with an idea. One of my board members is going to run with it, and we'll see where it ends up. It occurred to us, and we've been in, we've had panels of leaders of nonprofit organizations in Zoom presentations. We do a Zoom presentation every month on either volunteerism or finding work. But we've also been in touch with the Community Services Department of Palm Beach County that has a lot of volunteer activities. And in talking with them, it came to us that various agencies of Palm Beach County, whether it's the assessor's office, the tax office, the voter registration, the community services. There are agencies that between them reach one way or another every household in Palm Beach County.
Wow. That's amazing.
Your bill, your tax bill, your whatever, maybe even FPL if we can get through to them. If they could include in their communications the need for volunteers and how people can connect by going to, say, some job board like Volunteer Match or even the County Volunteer Board, and get connected that way. And also offer our services as an organization to help people figure it out, which is the right volunteer opportunity for them. That's a communication system.
Right.
And whether
right.
people would be willing to do that or not, I don't know, but they're going to be asked.
Well, and I think you could probably use the volunteer in your organization to help communicate the need for communication. I mean, when we come back, and we are coming back. When we come back, we're going to talk, at least I am, about ways that we can think out of the box at opportunities that maybe we had never thought of. Because I think that we talk about this a lot, and as you said, you go into over 55 communities, and everybody's excited to hear what you have to say. They all love to hear you speak. They say, oh, my God, that's such a wonderful idea, and then it falls by the wayside. Or maybe it doesn't, because maybe you don't know right how well it what they do after you leave. But we're going to talk about that. I've been here tonight, or I am here tonight, with Rosemary Nixon. She is the founder of EncorePBC.org. It's an organization that helps people over the age of 50 find new employment. But more importantly, for tonight's show, we're talking about volunteer opportunities. We're going to give you some ways to think out of the box about volunteer opportunities that maybe you never gave any thought to. If you have any questions for Rosemary or for myself, you can call us 877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused company that works like a family for all of your mom and dad's home-related needs as they age, from keeping them safely in their current home to managing a downsizing or relocation to assisted living to emptying a home and distributing the family's treasures after the loss of a loved one. Silver Solutions is there to help families move forward with ease and confidence. If you're worried about your aging parents' safety at home, or you're an older adult concerned about losing your independence, give us a call today at 1-877-8 Age Safe. That's 1-877-AGESAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com for a free consultation. We're bonded, insured, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines on all jobs, including the use of full PPE. You can't stop the aging process, but with Silver Solutions, you can make growing older safer and less stressful for the whole family.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can and give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you are with us tonight. I'm here tonight with Rosemary Nixon. She's the founder of Encore PBC, Encore Palm Beach County. It's an organization that helps people over the age of 50 or retirees either find gainful employment if that's their goal, or to help them find volunteer opportunities. It is in and of itself a nonprofit organization, and we're going to tell you how you can reach them again in just a little bit. You know, Rosemary, you and I were talking during the break. It is true that when people retire, and I've retired once, and you kind of retired once, and or maybe more. We I used to joke that I woke up at 9 o'clock with nothing to do, and by the end of the day, I hadn't finished it yet. People think they're so busy. You know, I got to play golf, and I got to check my stocks, and I got to read the newspaper. We're not that damn busy, are we?
I don't know about you, Scott, but I was up at 5 o'clock this morning. It's a long day when you get up at 5 o'clock.
Especially when you finish it here. I'm glad you made it. Thank you.
We've both worked full-time and played golf and tennis and volunteered and so forth. There's a saying that whatever you're doing, it expands to fill the time available. Right. And if you're watching television a lot of the day, you make time for that. People make choices. I mean, everything in life is about what you choose to do. Right. And for some people, having something meaningful and a purpose is important to them. I'm not saying it has to be for everybody, but for those people for whom it is, they need to find time in their day. And it's been pointed out, it doesn't need to be enormous amounts of time. 4 or 5 hours a week. Right. I mean, is that that if you volunteered 4 to 5 hours a week as something that interested you,
right,
that is more than the average retired person is doing right now.
You just gave me a statistic during the break about TV watching. I was stunned. Why don't you tell the audience?
The research studies by people who do them for large corporations. Ken Dichtwald of AgeWave is a very important influencer with regard to those corporations, and his firm does studies about what retirees are doing with themselves, and they've discovered that the average retiree watches television 47 hours a week.
Wow.
That's a lot of television. I like to watch television, but I only watch it in the evening.
Right.
And leave my days free for more exciting things.
Well, I'm so busy at the ripe old age of 72, ripe young age of 72, that I tell people I watch Law, but I can't stay off for Order, so I can't do that. But it's true. I mean, people think that you know I play golf every day. Well, nobody plays golf 7 days a week, or very few people do. You don't play tennis 7 days a week. You don't go to the gym. Well, maybe you do go to the gym 6 or 7 days a week. But everybody has a couple of hours during the course of the day that if they wanted to, and they don't have to. If you don't want to, you don't want to. But if they wanted to do something that was more cognitively stimulative, right? It keeps you young. All of the things that we talked about earlier. Everybody can find an hour or two, once or twice a week to be able to devote to something. And am I right? People think that if I want to volunteer, it's going to take way too much time. And it doesn't have to, right?
No. Most organizations will have a volunteer job description that will tell you exactly how much time you can expect to give to this. I have found, however, with the volunteers who work with our organization, they make a big difference, but they don't give an enormous amount of time. All our volunteers work. They're still working people, but they find an hour here, 3 hours there. I have one person who works full-time, and she's right now getting our newsletter put together. I write it, but she gives her time to getting it put together in a template, put on MailChimp, and it gets mailed out to 1,000 people. I mean, she's not spending hours and hours of time, but that's a very valuable contribution.
Now, I was just thinking also that most employers support employees' volunteer efforts. So you don't have to make a choice between one or the other. In fact, in some companies, it's required. I know you're shaking your head at me, but some companies. But actually, the person who put us together, Karen, who I referenced before, I know that she works diligently to help you or herself fulfill her obligation to Encore. She's terribly engaged, but I know she works full time. I know that really well. So she works full time, and her employer actually supports her efforts because good corporate citizens understand the need for corporations' employees to get out there and make the world a better place because we all benefit, right? It's about community.
Well, in the arena of corporate social responsibility, you would think that there would be a lot of that. And maybe before the pandemic, that did occur in various places. My observation, and this is maybe jaundiced, but that a lot of major corporations like to see their employees in a big group volunteer effort, okay?
That makes sense.
Running the 5K for March of Dimes or whatever,
right.
Okay? That is great visibility for the corporation. What we're talking about is to what extent do companies here in Palm Beach County, and I have no idea of how many do, allow release time for individuals to pursue something that matters to them one day, afternoon, a week, or what have you. And for those companies that are actually seeking to retain employees in a time where a lot of people are dissatisfied with their employment situations, then maybe they should be re-looking at what they're doing to help employees have a sense of purpose and meaning in their lives apart from their job. It may help them keep employees.
I couldn't agree more. If you tune in late to tonight's show and you're sorry that you missed the beginning with Rosemary Nixon, I have good news for you. You can listen to the entire show, even if you missed part of it. Why? Because we podcast. Yes, we do. We will be up and running tomorrow on OMG I'm Getting. That's the podcast platform. On any of your podcast platforms, you'll be able to find us. OMG I'm Getting. Up Will Pop. You can listen to this show or any of our others. Of course, if podcasting is not your thing, and I get that because I don't do a lot of it myself, you can go to my website and recover this show and others, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Palmbeach.comfortcare.com. You all know this by now. No T in Comfort Care, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. Don't put a T in there, please. PalmBeach.comfortcare.com. Right along the top, You'll see a banner for the radio show. Click on that, and there's this show and all the others. We'll be up there tomorrow around noontime. Of course, there are no excuses to ever be in a position of having to listen to the show at another time, because you can just download the iHeartRadio app on your smartphone and set a reminder to listen every Monday at 6 o'clock. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom right here. Just go to True Oldies or Florida in Palm Beaches, and there we will be. Of course, another way that you can listen to us live is on simulcast. We are on TrueOldiesFLA.com. That's TrueOldiesFLA.com. And you can listen live. Next week, I have a most interesting guest. Tom Pearson is going to be here, Dr. Tom Pearson. Tom Pearson is the CEO of the Armory Art Center. It's a fascinating resource that I just learned about, and honestly, I don't know enough about it to tell you why you should listen, but what I do know about it, you should listen, because Tom's a wonderful guy. He's doing amazing things, and it's an opportunity for everything from young children to senior citizens to advance their artistic pleasure and artistic talent. So Tom Pearson from Armory Arts Center will be here. In 2 weeks, a total change of direction. We're going to be talking to Dr. Ariel Rodriguez. We're going to be talking about bariatric surgery. Some of us struggle with our weight, me included. It has only gotten worse over the last 2 years with the pandemic and people being isolated. So I encourage you to listen in 2 weeks as Dr. Ariel Rodriguez is here talking about bariatric surgery. Who needs it? When do you need it? What will it do? What won't it do? It's going to be a great show. I've talked about bariatric surgery before, but it's been years, and I'm really looking forward to talking to Dr. Rodriguez. But in the few minutes we have left with my guest, Rosemary Nixon. Rosemary, why don't we tell them once again how to find out more about Encore PBC?
Yes, our website is encorepbc.org, and you can email me at encorepbc@gmail.com. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Terrific. You know, I think one of the things is people get attached to things that are important to them for all sorts of reasons. You know, I think about one of the volunteer opportunities that I feel is probably one of the most important things I've ever seen done. Foster grandparents, for example. Foster grandparents, if you're a teacher or if you're just a grandma, okay, helping underprivileged kids, you know, what better idea is there than that? But Bob Saget died, and did anybody know he was involved in scleroderma unless it was important to you? Michael J. Fox with Parkinson's disease. You know, we talk about AmeriCorps. I know you and I, we didn't get to talk about it much tonight, but AmeriCorps, the Guardian Ad Litem program, swimming coaches. I coached swimming when I was a kid, which is good because I would drown if I tried to do it today. But when I was younger, I used to do that. I used to run a bowling program for adults, special needs adults, and it was one of the greatest things I did. And to your point, I used to do it on a Saturday afternoon once a week. I worked. I had a full-time job. I had kids of my own. I had a wife. But every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4, I ran a bowling program. Everybody can do that if they desire to do that. So I guess my question to you with all of that is there are an incredible array of worthy causes. There's no shortage of need. So how do we increase interest? How do we get people to step up? Is there a silver bullet to do that, or is it just doing shows like this?
Well, shows like yours and the little project that we were going to try and communicate through county government about the need for volunteerism and how to find the opportunities, I think, is one thing. And we actually hope to, in the probably over the next couple of years, create a symposium on how to develop more of a sense of community among people in what we call age-friendly Palm Beach County, bringing older and younger people together to work on problems and through workspaces.
Right.
So that's something that we'll be looking at. And we have a lot of very everybody, I guess my general view of things, Scott, is everybody is needed and there's truly a place for everybody.
That's great.
Okay.
That's a great thought for us to end on. Everybody is needed and there is a place for everybody. And that is really an undeniable truth and a reason for being. You know, Rosemary, you're a wonderful guest. I'm so glad you agreed to come back. I love talking to you. As I promised, we'd run out of time before we ran out of material. We always do. But I can't thank you enough for driving up here. I know this is, especially since you started at 5 this morning. So I can't thank you enough. You're just wonderful. It's just filled with information. You are inspiring to many people.
Well, my work and it energizes me, Scott, so I can go all day.
That's terrific. If you are a regular listener, you know, Oh My God, I'm Getting Here. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom is here every Monday at 6 to 7. If you're a new listener, guess what? Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom is here every Monday night from 6 to 7. Please join us. We'd love to have you. We'll be here next Monday. We look forward to it. Tom Pearson, Armory Arts Center. Don't miss it. Good night, all. Have a great week. Stay warm.